Corn's a poppin'. Yes, the corn's really poppin'. So while it's hot, let's pass the butter as we join the group All America has voted the musical morons most likely to succeed, with Doodles Weaver as Professor Fiedelbaum, George Rock, Dick and Freddie Morgan, and Sir Frederick Gass. And speaking of gas, here's the one and only, in fact, the matchless, the man to touch it off, Spike Jones and the City Slickers.
Yes, this is Spike Jones. You say you're listening to a musical quiz program and you want to know the name of the mystery tune they're playing? Are you kidding? We don't even know the name of the tune we're playing.
By the sea, by the sea, by the beautiful sea, you and me, oh, how happy we'll be. When each wave comes a-rolling in, we will sink or swim,
and we'll float and play around the water,
over and under, and then up for air. My's rich, my's rich, so now what do we care? I love to be beside your side, beside the seaside, by the beautiful sea.
Thank you, music lovers. Tonight we introduce a new feature, the musical roundtable discussion. Each week we will attempt to discuss such weighty musical problems as, does Carmen Lombardo's voice always shiver like that, or does he live in Southern California? I now call the meeting to order.
Mr. Jones, I've been studying for this musical discussion. I bought myself a classical record and I play it all the time.
You do? What's the name of it?
I don't know. It spins around so fast I can't read the title.
Thank you, Perry Como. Folks, since tonight we're discussing the samba, I've invited a guest expert who knows the subject from Arthur to Murray. Here she is, the lovely screen star, Miss Lena Romay. Now, as you all know, the samba is a South American dance. It features an instrument known as the tom-tom. This is a very difficult instrument and cannot be played by any tom-tom, Dick-Dick, or Harry-Harry. Lena, of course you speak Spanish.
Sí.
Been speaking it long?
Sí.
Do you enjoy speaking it?
Sí.
Would you mind cutting that out? You're making me seasick.
So let's get back to the samba. It's usually a love song. My grandfather told me all about love south of the border. He married a beautiful Mexican hacienda.
Spike, an hacienda's a house.
Well, that's the way my grandfather liked them built. Ah, I can just see him now, sitting on his tortilla. Strumming an enchilada. And listening to the songs of the native cucarachas.
Spike, nobody's going to learn anything about sambas from this discussion. I think the best thing to do is to let me sing one so everybody will know what they are.
Great, Lena. I'll accompany you with my orchestra.
You'll accompany me over my dead body. That answers my question. Music, maestro.
This Tico Tico, he's the cuckoo in my clock. And when he says cuckoo, he means it's time to woo. It's Tico time for all the lovers in the block. I've got a heavy day, a tater-tater day. So Spico Tico, tell me, is it getting late? If I'm on time, cuckoo. But if I'm late, woo-woo. The one my heart belongs to may not want to wait. For every birdie and a birdie who goes nowhere, he knows of every lover's lane and how to go there. For in affairs of the heart, my Tico's terribly smart. He tells me gently, sentimentally, at the start. Oh, I hear my little Tico, Tico calling. Because the time is right and shades of night are falling. I love that not so cuckoo cuckoo in the clock. Tico, 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 tac. Mas, favor, tienes el pillo cocilero. Porque se acabó comiendo copa entero. Te dice Tico de la décima, no me boba. También está porque que no pido pinicar. El ya pichudo para verte con sequilla. Puta el piso para verte la comida. Puta en gata, más pantón y mal capao. Tico, 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 tac. Tico, 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 tac, tac, tac.
That was great. Now, we all know what a samba is.
Arriba, arriba!
Professor Fiedelbaum.
Spike, if you wanted somebody to sing sambas, why don't you ask me? I have a perfectly pitched voice. For the vibrato, I use my larynx. For the cadenzas, I use my diaphragm.
What do you do for trills?
Nothing. My mother watches me very closely. However, tonight, I think I'm going to sing a nice tenor ballad entitled Say Something Sweet to Your Sweetheart. Am I unvoiced?
Sounds like you ought to have some more air in your front tire.
Thank you. A downbeat, maestro, please. Say something hard to your sweet, sweet. Sweet something say to your hard heart. Say something sweet. Something sweet. I said it. No. Say something. Say something. Don't stand there like an idiot. Say something. Anything. There's people waiting outside. I better say something or this place will become a used car lot again. Maybe I better start over. Say something sweet to your sweetheart. Tell her how much you owe.
No.
How much you care. It won't cost a thing. You'll find what happiness a word old gent can bring. Bring old gent, candle string is bent, fling is sent, a room for rent. No. Whoopin' went, whoopin' pent, whoopin' pent. We are poor little lambs who have lost our way. Wrong animal. You can't hide those love words inside you. And still keep the love in your song. Song, I've written several songs myself. I wrote one entitled, I'll Meet You in the Spring If I Can Get Through the Mattress. Or, Hi Diddle Diddle, the cat and the fiddle, the cow jumped 50 feet and only got third place. So say something sweet to your heart, sweet. Your hot meat, your hoof feet. Hoof feet, that sounds like a horse. A horse! And they're off and running. It's Joe Wallace filing, flying Spike fast, Linda Winnett, and bald hair is going on ahead. And you'll be sweetheart forever, Mahoy!
here are Sir Frederick Gass and the rest of the City Slickers with When a Gypsy Makes His Violin Cry.
Want to know why a gypsy makes his violin cry? A woman made my violin cry. Her name was Zaza Pootwater. I was drawn to her from the very first. It was the way she is. It was on account of her. Well, it was because her personality was... and she had money, too. She was so beautiful. Her eyes were twice as pretty as Lana Turner's. They should have been. She had four of them. She would flutter her eyelids. And I would shiver in the breeze as I played. We would swing and sway. She would swing at me and I would sway. And then I didn't see Zaza for a long time after that, except a little bit out of the right eye. Soon we were married, and she made a wonderful couple. I would stand on the street corner picking the strings of my violin, and Zaza would dance through the crowd, picking pockets. Then one night I said to her, Zaza, I feel like a new man. And she said, so do I. You cry a darned old set of various.
You've been listening to Corns of Poppin', originally released as Spotlight Review by CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System, for listeners in the United States. This program has been rebroadcast for United States servicemen and women overseas. Sergeant Russ Thompson speaking. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.